The Sydney podcast preview is right here from Sky Sports Radio, counting down to Theo Marks Day, the run to the Rose, the Scirocco. What a race that is. And the Dulcify and the Tab Highway is quite strong as we build into these Kosciuszko horses getting starts now. Paul Joyce has done the quaddy form. Hello to you, Paul.
Hello, Andrew. Yeah, we're a big day, isn't it? Spring's well and truly in full swing. We've got a good track expected at Rose Hill. That's the first thing we should look at. Fine weather, some warm days coming up. So a genuine good surface. Rail out 6 metres. So that should play really fairly, I would imagine, unless we get a surprise wind or something on the day. But I'm just doing my tips for a fair track, a good track, and it looks a terrific day's racing.
Understand. Well, one of those races is the Sydney Markets Run to the Rose over the 1,200. It starts the quaddy, a field of eight, and this is just a real tantalising race for the Golden Rose.
Yeah, it definitely is. Look, speed-wise, I think Dawn Passage is showing a bit more pace now. Bivouac's got the blinkers coming off, and Mo's Crown's drawn out. Maybe the roughie will go forward and lead. I'm going with Exceedance. For the quaddie, we're going 4, 5 and 2. Exceedance clearly on top for me. I love the way he put them away in the San Domenico with a stunning turn of foot. And it's really his acceleration which has stamped him as this exciting 3-year-old prospect that could take all before him. And I see no reason why we'd jump off now. 5 Dawn Passage, he's a bit of a quiet achiever. He just keeps getting the job done. He was good in the Rosebud winning. He's had a trial since at Canterbury where he showed good speed. And he was strong through the line winning that trial. And then we have number 2, Yes, 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 the much-anticipated return of this colt now with Chris Waller, and we haven't seen him since an unlucky 7th in the Golden Slipper, but both his trials appear to be spot-on. So I'll go 4, 5 and 2. Nothing too outrageous in that first leg, Andrew, but I think we've got to take those 3 just to cover our bases in the first leg.
Understand. They're exciting 3-year-olds. We've got a couple that'll head for longer trips like Prince Fay was, but gee, it's a really good race. 4, 5 and 2 for Paul in the Run to the Rose. Race 7, the Theo Marks Stakes. We've now got 2 scratchings. Invincibella has scratched out of this to run in the next the Scirocco, and Fundamentalist has come out on Thursday morning. It's running in the Letzalope at Flemington. So we're at a field of 10 here over the 1,300, Paul.
Yeah, deploy the leader. Not a heap of speed or pressure. I think Zustain probably has to roll forward. Baller probably rolls forward from a whitish draw. Tom Melbourne may go forward as well. So there's a couple of horses drawn sort of out that'll probably just have to press forward, and that should inject enough speed into the race. For the quaddy, 6.11.8. So here's this mare, Arcadia Queen, this West Australian mare that we've all been looking at the trials. The reports are that she's a cracking type from good judges, and they're expecting her to sort of head towards the Everest full steam ahead. And if she's going to do that, she'd want to beat these first up at the 1,300, especially given barrier 1. She just maps to get this lovely run, probably 5th, 6th defence, and then we'll just see what her turn of foot is like. So I think I've got to put her on top. She's obviously a very short price favourite. The 11 Trope, again, this rate just doesn't shape perfectly for him, but I'm never going to leave him out of a quaddie. He just keeps running these massive races against the trend, as he did first up in the show county, the only real backmarker to make any ground. And he'll probably do the same thing again. He'll probably have to get back from a wide gate, spot the lead as a start, and rattle home. But as I said, he's got to go into my quaddie. And I'm also going to put the 8 in Gem Song. I just think if there's going to be an upset, he's the horse that may cause it. He's got great good track figures, exceptional and fresh. He won well first up last preparation. And with Nashua Willer in the saddle, I can just see him causing the upset if there's going to be one. So we'll go 6.11.8 in the Theo Mark.
6.11.8. Yeah, you're right with Gem Song. The horse is a stakes winner fresh, so can get up and going early.
Yeah, he can. He's a bit of a quiet achiever too, Gem Song. So with Nash riding like he is, I think he's one that, you know, tell you what, if he won, would be one of the only people to have him in the quaddie. So it'd be a good result.
6, 11 and 8 there. To race 8, the Schweppes Scirocco. Arcadia Queen, number 2, has come out of this, obviously, to run in that previous. And Demerara has been scratched as well, number 12. I think it's running in Melbourne. So I'm excited. Scratch from Melbourne to run here, drawn wide over the 1,200. What's your feeling?
Yeah, very open race. We're going really wide in the quaddy. There's good speed. The Alassio's drawn right out. She'll press forward, ready to profit. Fazika go forward as well with Mizzy. So genuine tempo. For the quaddy, look, I've gone really wide. 3-1-4, 14-11, 9 and 13. So that's 3-1-4, 14-11, 9 and 13. We won't spend too long on them, but the three I'm excited. I think she's a worthy gamble first up the way she's trialling. She's going super at the trials, and she trialled against Fazeka recently, and I thought she went better than Fazeka. Unfortunately, she's drawn out, and she'll probably get back. But there does look enough speed in the race, and the good odds, I'm going to have something small on her, but there's so many chances. The one Invincibella, she's a Group 1 winner now. She's got barrier 3. She hasn't got much weight when you have a look at the set weight penalties of this race. She's actually thrown in with 58 kilos. So you've got to put her up fairly high. Champagne Cuddle's number 4. She's the favourite. She's come up with barrier 2. She can draw a barrier, this mare. And then she just puts herself in the box seat. And she's usually fighting out the finish in these sorts of races. So she's got to go in. 14 for Zika, undefeated mare. This is a big ask for her first up. But she's trialling well. I thought I'm excited to trial a bit better. But nevertheless, she's impossible to leave out of a quaddy. 11 Dyslexic, well, she probably ran a better race than Mizzy first up, considering where she was on the turn, and she rattled home to run fourth, only beaten 2 lengths. So if I've got Dyslexic in, I'll throw Mizzy in number 9, and we'll even extend it to the 13, ready to profit. I think from barrier 1, she could be the giant killer here as well. So we'll go 3-1-4, 14, 11, 9, and 13. We've got a heap of them.
We've got a heap of them there, but it's that sort of race, isn't it, to get through the Scirocco. So we're alive, Paul. We come to the last. Fasica's been scratched. The bottom emergency definitely runs in the Scirocco. So how do you play this race over the 1,100?
Well, a big fan of God of Thunder. His first emergency, we just need one scratching and we're in. So I've got him on top, 14-1 and 2. God of Thunder, he's come back as a gelding, just a different horse. He trialled well. His first up run was outstanding behind Royal Witness, and then he blew them away at Rosehill on a heavy track, and I don't think he's really a heavy track horse. So back on top of the ground, no way keen on him. To beat the one all too royal, he just doesn't know how to run a bad race. I thought he was outstanding first up on the Kenzo, and Robbie Dolan's claim gets him in here quite well. And then we have the 2, Miss Fabulous, back from a spell. If ever you thought there was a Group 1 mare in the making, it was this mare, but she's had 3 cracks at Group 1s and yet to be placed. But she is a Group 2 winner, and this is only a benchmark 88 first up. So don't be surprised if she just camps off the speed here and goes bang. So we'll go 14-1 and 2 in the last leg.
Righto, so 14-1 and 2 there. Just the one scratching, as you say, required to get God of Thunder into the race. Righto, so we've gone wide in one leg. What's it doing us with that 20%?
Yeah, a bit of an interesting one this week. We're on 189 combos, I work out. I don't think I've ever come up with that number before. But $20 will get us just over the 10% at this stage. And obviously, if there's any scratchings or anything like that, we'll update it on Saturday morning.
All right, we look forward to that. 10 o'clock Saturday morning. And, of course, a part of Saturday afternoon, the National Racing Service, Paul will give immediate analysis on all of those important stakes races. So very much looking forward to that. Good on you, Paul. We'll chat on Saturday.
Yep, looking forward to a good track coming our way, and I can't wait.
Good on you, Paul Joyce, and our Sydney podcast preview for Rosehill Racing on Saturday.